That I want to announce one more announcement, second closing announcement, is this is Jade and I's tithe and offering and our giving, and we do this every week. And I want to, you know, some of you, when you give cash, we have envelopes back there that you can, so you can have record of your giving, because it is tax deductible. You know, while we still live in this great nation, you take advantage of that because it's available to you. But I also had somebody, a family member from California, that said that she wanted to start giving to our ministry here, and she wanted to know how to do it. And I was like, I don't share this enough, because, and there's a few of you in our church that does this, but you can actually give online at hfchurch.com as well, and you can do it on there. And so I just wanted to make mention of that, as I forgot to put my tithes and offerings in today. And so now I'm all ready. Is everybody ready to get in the Word today? All right, I want you to turn to 2 Kings chapter 6 and Mark chapter 4. One of my favorite books of the Bible is Mark, and some of you will get that later. But the title of this message is Open My Eyes. Look at somebody and say, Open My Eyes. I'm coming to you today as a fellow struggler. I struggle at times to, and I hope you're like me, and I think you are, I struggle at times to see God at work. Okay. And I'm a fellow struggler. I'm going to tell you, I know some of you think, don't put me on a pedestal, please. I'm just like you. God just called me to be a pastor, and I struggle to see God at times. And I have went through the past few weeks, had one of those these moments going on in my life, just struggling to see God. You know, God, where are you? What are you doing? God, help me see you. Help them see you. You know, I can't even see you, but help them see you through all this fog. And here's what I want to tell you today, and you're going to hear this throughout this message, but, and I know that we know this, but we have to, but this is a message that's going to help us to remind us of this. God is always there. He is always there. Sometimes I'm praying this, God, would you show up? You know, where are you? And God's like, Mark, I'm here. I'm here. You just can't see me right now. So God is always there. And so this, this where God led me this week is to a story in 2 Kings chapter 6. And this is the story of the prophet Elisha and his servant. And Elisha did twice as many miracles as Elijah did. And this is one of the things that happened in his ministry, and a prayer that he prayed to open. He asked the Lord, open my servant's eyes so that he can see you. And so this, I just feel like this is a right now message. I know it is for me, and I feel like it's a right now message for all of us. And so we're going to go to 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. I encourage you to read this whole story. I put the whole story there on your outline. It starts in verse 8 down through, I think, verse 23. But I'm going to pull out a few scriptures and read this. And it says, when the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning. Okay, I want you to see this guy wearing his boxers, wiping the sleepy out of his eyes with a cup of coffee. And he goes out and he sees an army and horses had surrounded the city. Everybody say city. It's very important that you remember this. And he says this is his morning prayer. And I've had this prayer too. Oh no, my Lord, what shall we do? How many of you ever prayed that? And you know, that's maybe not in those exact words, but you just wake up one morning and you feel like you're surrounded by the enemy, and you are, and you're looking around going, oh my Lord, what do we do today? And that's what the servant asked. In verse 16, it says, the prophet Elisha says, don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. So he's seeing all the army of Syria encamped about the city. And he's like, okay, prophet, I'm not seeing what you see, buddy, because I'm just seeing enemy all around us. And the prophet, and this is one of the command in Scripture that God tells us the most is don't be afraid or fear not. And so he says, don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. So the prophet is seeing something that this servant isn't seeing. Is everybody getting that? He's seeing something that this servant isn't seeing. Then in verse 17, it says, and Elisha prayed, open his eyes. And this is my prayer over myself and over all of us today. Open our eyes, Lord, so that we may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills. Everybody say hills. Remember they were in this. He saw the city surrounded, right, by the enemy. You got to remember this. And the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So here's my deal today, guys. God is always there. Even when the enemy is pressing in, God is always there. He doesn't just show up. He is always there. He's never surprised. Now, I'm going to give you three things today if you're taking notes. So if you're taking notes on the back of your bulletin, you want to put 1, 2, and 3. And I'm going to give you three ways to see. Three ways that we all see today. And so here's number one. Let me get there for you. Three ways to see. Number one is the servant's way. This is the way most of us see. Well, I shouldn't say most of us. This is the way all of us see. We only see things through our natural eyes and our five senses. The taste, touch, see, feel, and smell. He woke up one morning. He's got his cup of coffee. He went outside and he looked, and he's surrounded by the enemy. He is seeing it in the natural. And he's like, oh, my Lord, what shall we do today? I just want to go back in and get back in my bed, and I don't want to face the day. Anybody ever been like that? I've been like that several times. But here's what I want to show us today. You have a sixth sense, every one of you in here, because every one of us were created in the image of God. We're spirit, soul, and body. And what that is that sixth sense, you might want to write this down, is you have spiritual sight. And I want you to be able to see it today, and you're going to have to start developing it in your life when you're facing things, to be able to see past the situation and to be able to see that God is always there and he's at work, even though that you can't feel it. And it takes faith to do that. Look at somebody and say, it takes faith. So the word for all of us today is open my eyes. Look at somebody and say, open my eyes. All right. Is everybody learning something? Okay, so we all see this way. We all see the servant's way, but there's a better way to see. And then we go to number two, three ways to see. Number two is the prophet's way. And if you'll go back and look at that scripture, if you're there with your Bible, verse 15, when the servant looked, it says, when the servant, the man of God, got up and went out early the next morning, an army with the horses and chariots had surrounded the city. And he said, oh, no, my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. So that was the way the servant saw everything. Then the prophet said, don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. So the prophet saw in a different light. Amen? He saw something different than the servant did. And let me give you a little side note here. In the body of Christ, in Ephesians chapter 4, there's what we call the fivefold ministry, all right? And I believe, Scripture teaches it, it's all through the New Testament, the fivefold ministry is still in operation today. It didn't go away in the Old Testament. Jesus is still giving gifts to the body of Christ. So there's apostles, there's a fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. What I like to say is that's the hand of God in the earth. Apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. Everybody see that? The best way that I've been taught and that I like to teach people how to understand what the function of each of those gifts or those offices are, they start with the G because it's God. God starts with the G, right? So apostles govern, prophets guide, evangelists gather, pastors guard, and teachers ground. So I'm a teacher, and one of the things that God's put in me, I just love to ground people in the truth. And I like to get it in you, and I like to see people, like see the light bulbs turn on and see people get it. And so, but what we're dealing with here is the prophet Elisha, and he guides, and he's trying to guide the servant, and this scripture is trying to guide us as well with sight to be able to see something that he cannot see that day, a spiritual sight. And sometimes we need that prophetic voice And what's prophetic is the Word of God. Amen. Sometimes you just need to get away. When you're facing problems and situations, you need to get into the Word, because it'll lift your eyes up and get your eyes off the situation and the problem that you're going through. And I love this scripture, and I want to give you this scripture, because this is one I go to a lot, Psalms 121, when I'm facing things that I can't understand. And I apologize, I didn't really check out that graph. You know, white and yellow really don't go together, does it? I thought that was a cool graphic, but I should have used black. I'm sorry, on my PowerPoint, I messed that up. But this is Psalms 121, and I'm going to read the whole Psalms to you. It says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. That's an awesome prayer. Sometimes when you're facing something, I'm giving you some tools today. Put that in your arsenal, Psalms 121, to help you lift up your eyes above your problem and see God. That spiritual sight. We need the prophetic word of God at times to do that. And so that's what the prophet is trying to teach his servant. And then the prophet prays in verse 17. He prays the prayer, and he says, and Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord, because the only one that can open our eyes is the Lord, so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So here's the third way to see. God's way. And this is where God wants us all to get to. And this is where I'm trying to get to in my life. It's you have to develop it. It, you know, for lack of better words, it takes practice. and you have to, this is what you have to remember, that God is always there. So I'm going to do a little visual illustration. How many of you are visual learners? All right, I am too. And so this really helped me understand this about seeing God's way. And so I want Tyler to come up here and Luke. Tyler, you get to be God today. Come up here, buddy. You're God. And Luke, you get to be my problem today, all right? You're my problem. All right, now you stand here, God, okay? And Luke, you stand there because you're my problem. This is God, all right? Tyler's God. When I read this, and I'm going to read this again, 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 through 17. This is how I'd always read this, and this is the way I always saw it in my mind, and God corrected me. 2 Kings 16, verse 15 says, when the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, no, my lord, what shall we do? The servant asked. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So I always thought, when I read that, I always thought, here's God. God's close to me, and he's insulating me from my problem. That's how I always saw that. And then God kept taking me back. And you're going to get this today, okay? We're all going to get this. And so he took me back and he said, no, Mark, that's not what that story is saying. And so I went back and looked, and he said, where did the servant see the problem? He saw it around the city. Where did Elisha, when he opened his eyes and he opened the servant's eyes and he saw, what did he see? He saw the hills. We read in Psalms 1, look to the hills, right? He saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire. And all of a sudden, it all made sense to me. But here's the problem. My problem was here, and God's there. Because I'm looking, and all I see is the problem. And God's over there. And so I chose you two for a reason, because I'm like, I'm trying to peek over him to see God. I'm trying to look around him to see God. And that story is literally saying that this is where the enemy was at, and that's where God was at. And God, and the prophet said, I want you to pray for his eyes to be open so he can look to the hills. So look above the problem to where God's at. And now here's the deal. But even when I look above him, I still can't see God. And so here's the vision that God wants you to get, and all of us, including myself. Because I'm a fellow struggler just like you guys. I struggle to see sometimes. And God wants you to be able to give you the ability, and this only comes from the Holy Spirit, to be able to see through your problem and see God on the other side. Because he is always there. And this is scriptural. John 16, verse 33. You might want to write it down. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have problems. You're going to have troubles. You're going to have tribulations, all kinds of. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. It's to be able to see through your problem and see God at all times. Everybody got that? So it's not like, come back over here, Tyler. I wish life was like this, that God was insulating me from all my problems all the time, but it doesn't happen that way. We live in a fallen world. But be of good cheer. Go back over there. Jesus came into that realm and defeated the world, defeated the enemy, and we're overcomers today. So no matter what you're facing, and I know a lot of you, I know some in here, I know Dusty, we prayed for Dusty this morning and his family, and I'm like, man, all you see is the problem. But God's going to give them, and that's what we prayed over Becky and over the whole family today. God has given them the ability, only God can do it, to see through that problem and to see God at work, and he's going to get them through it. That's the power of God. All right, give these guys a hand clap. Did that help you see that? I'm telling you, it really helped me when I was taught this, to be able to see that. So every day we wake up and we feel like we're surrounded by different enemies, and sometimes God doesn't appear to be visibly working, but when we see through it, look at somebody, say, see it through. See it through. God promises that we will see his love and his faithfulness. We will see it. Sometimes when we're praying for God to show up, he wants to open our eyes to see that he's already been there. He's already there. He's always been there. And that's the good thing about God. Now I want to show you, we're going to fast forward to Mark chapter 4, because I want to show you this in Scripture in the New Testament. And I apologize again about my, I should have done that in black so that everybody could see that. So I'm going to read it to you. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. And this is the story of Jesus calming the storm. And we all have storms that come into our lives. And it says, that day when the evening came, he said to his disciples, let us go over to the other side. Okay, so Jesus already knows that we're going over to the other side. No matter what happens, we're going over to the other side. So verse 36 says, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. And Jesus was in the stern. I love this. Some translations say, listen to this. Jesus was in the stern sleeping on a cushion. Some translations say he was sleeping on a pillow. Some of you need a peace pillow. When you're having a bad day, just go get your pillow. Go take a nap. Let God take care of it. The disciples woke him and said to him, teacher, don't you care if we drowned? And it says, and he got up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. Then the wind died and it was completely calm. And he said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? They were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. It's going to take faith to see through your problem and be able to see God on the other side of it. It takes faith. And that's what that story is talking about. And I'm going to read one more scripture to you, because this gets us to the sermon in a sentence today. Hebrews 12:2 says this about Jesus. And this is what we're supposed to do. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And I wrote this down here, and I'm going to read it to you, because you can't read it with that slide. The highest form of sight is the ability to see through your situation and still be at rest and not freaking out. All right, let me read that again. The highest form of sight is the ability to see through your situation and still be at rest. Jesus was at rest because he knew they were going to the other side. The prophet Elisha, when you go back and you read that whole story, he was at peace because he knew that God was with him. There was more for him than was against him. So the highest form of sight is the ability to see through your situation and still be at peace and rest because you know God is in control and there isn't nothing the enemy can throw at him. God's not surprised by anything. Amen. There's something that Jade and I pray over you guys every day. And even though I don't get my Bible out every time to pray this over you guys, these are the scriptures that I think about. And I'm going to read them over myself and over y'all today, okay? Because this is a prayer for us. And the first one that Jade and I pray is 2 Peter 3, verse 18. And I always say this in our prayers when we're praying over you guys. Lord, I pray that we would all grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. I always pray, God, help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of who we are in you and who you are in us. I pray that all the time over you guys. Because that's where the sight starts happening. When you start knowing your identity, you'll be able to start seeing through your problems and seeing God at work when you know what your identity is. And then I love this, and I'm going to read this to you. It's Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 23. This is the prayer of Paul over the church at Ephesus. This is what we pray over you guys as well, and what I pray over myself. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be the head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. That's awesome. That's a powerful prayer. Write that. And I encourage you to get that Ephesians 1, verses 17 through 23, and start praying that over yourself every day. Praying the word over yourself. Is everybody's eyes opened now? Okay, we're not just seeing like a servant, not even just seeing like a prophet. God wants you to see his way and be able to see through your problem. He wants to give you, look at somebody and say, you got X-ray vision now. You're Superman now. You can see through your problem and see God at work on the other side. Amen? All right, I want everybody to bow your heads in here this morning. And I just want to make sure that everybody here, before we go home today, I do this every Sunday, and just make sure that everybody here that knows Jesus as their Lord and Savior, because we have people listen to this online. We also have people listen to this on the radio. They'll be listening to this on the radio next Sunday. And in Romans chapter 10, it says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. And then it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. So I want the honor and the privilege of leading you in a prayer today to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And even if you are saved and you know that today, I want you to say this prayer with them as well. Say, Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I believe you are the Son of God, and you died on the cross for me and rose again on the third day. Please forgive me of my sins and create a clean heart in me. Renew my spirit so I can hear your voice. I accept you as my Savior. You are my Lord. Thank you for saving me. And everybody said, amen. I want everybody to stand up in here this morning. And Jade, I want you to come up here with me. And I'm going to speak a blessing over you today. And here's what I want to say. If that's the first time that you've ever prayed that prayer, the next thing that you need to do is follow the Lord in water baptism. Amen? And even if it took me, I got dunked twice in my life first time, you know, I was young, and I did it the second time when I was in my 20s. If you need to do it again, that's okay. You know, if you need that, do it. If you feel the Holy Spirit saying you need to do this again, do it. And I encourage you, it'll be a blessing to you. Amen. So we want to speak a blessing over you. We do this every Sunday as well. I believe in the power of a blessing. Numbers. This is what I'm reading over you, is Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26, but it's kind of a longer version of it. And the Bible says that when you read this blessing over his people, that you're actually putting me on my people. So I'm putting God on you as you leave out of here. Amen? All right. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may the Lord give you his peace. May the Lord bless your going out and your coming in today. May the Lord anoint you to fulfill the divine destiny that God has given to you. May everything that is brought against you be crushed by the protection that God himself shall provide. May you be blessed in your health. May you be blessed in your relationships. May your children and your children's children be blessed, because they are the heritage of the righteous. From this day forward, as you submit yourselves to the Christ of the cross, may your lives be filled with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory, and with peace that surpasses all understanding. May your home, as the word of God says, be as the days of heaven on earth. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. And everybody said amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Jade and I are going to come back here and greet you. Be blessed. Be sure to go to the dinner today at 12:30 and the play at 2. It's good to see everybody.